I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1-cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hey, hey! What's going on, everybody?
Hey, hey!
Welcome to the Midnight Paco Podcast. As always, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. That's where you can find me. Or you can find us both on the Midnight Paco Podcast. Please hit the like.
And subscribe. And notifications, if you would, please.
Yes.
Appreciate all our listeners out there.
Oh, yeah, you just don't know.
And hit the comment.
Oh, yeah.
Get back to us.
Yeah,
we like all the feedback.
The
man.
Feedback, you know.
Don't be afraid to give us feedback.
We love the feedback.
The show.
You know what? Yeah. You know what? I don't want to be this way, but I'm going to have to say, I get a lot of phone calls.
Yeah, you do.
On the podcast, and they telling me about it, and I'm like, thanks, okay, And I don't want to be a jerk, but like, yeah, okay, but yeah, put it in the comments.
In the comments.
Yeah.
Hit the like. Share it.
Put it in the comments.
Share it.
I don't want to hear it. Put it in the comments. I'll address it in the comments.
Say thank you personally.
Oh, yeah. I'll be like, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
I spend my time on the toilets hitting likes and get-ems and all types of stuff, man, for you guys.
It's like we're working when we shouldn't be working.
Right?
It's our personal time.
And I'm working.
And we working. So, I mean, we working. Just know.
Nonstop. For you.
For you guys.
For you.
So just know that all of our responses and all of our rebuttals.
Oh, while we're on the throne.
Stankin' booty response.
Stankin' booty response.
Like stankin' booty likes. like. Like, stinking booty likes. We, you know, shout out. You just know that, like, the majority of, if I liked your video, I was watching it on the toilet.
I was watching it right there on the toilet.
Some stinking booty likes.
You know, there's a lot of jokes out there about, like, you know, it replaced the magazine. And I thought that a long time ago, because I used to get those In Touch magazines with all the celebrity gossip.
Of course, like, well, you said In Touch, but... You know, and
I got used to that because my mom used to have them there.
In the African American households, the magazine of choice for the toilet reading was the Jet magazines and the Ebony.
Jet and Ebony, yes.
Yeah, so
I'm familiar.
Okay, I'm sure you are, but that was our bathroom reading stuff. Okay. Ebony and Jet, and what I used to do when I was little, mainly on the toilet.
Yes,
is I would go through the months and turn to the beauties of the week, and I would compare, like, which one won?
Which one won?
Yeah, like, I like you. Yeah, what month? I'm like, you won, baby, you won. It was you. Yeah. I would have beauty contests with the beauties of the weeks.
That shit's gone now, man. With the internet.
You know what? The internet, what? You know. But if you think about this, man, think about people's etiquette and mannerisms with phones. Oh, yeah. Some people are so easy to grab other people's phones. And some people are, like, hesitant. Like, you don't want to grab this.
Yeah, you don't.
Like, I'd be like, here, man. Like, or they'd be hesitant to grab it. Or they'll grab your phone and you'd be like, you don't really want to touch
that. Slow down.
Yeah, because it's like.
Don't hit Google. I don't know what's on my search.
Or, you know, or it's got face grease on there. Well, my phone is pretty clear right now. It's got face grease on there.
Face grease,
yeah. Or some unidentified substance on it.
Ew.
It happens. I don't know.
Ew.
Everybody's making fun of me.
About what?
I don't know. Everybody's always making fun of me.
Hey, man. That's what it's about. Look. Phones are the most disgusting thing in the world. And people just fucking... Because they lay them everywhere. They're always touching shit. And they're always on them. You know what I mean? You're not using wipes to wipe down your phone all the time.
Well,
those are facts.
Guess what?
Well, I've watched porn on my phone.
But guess what?
I've jerked off with my phone in my hand.
Guess what?
Oil and sperm.
Guess what? I wipe my phone down quite often because...
he knows what's on there.
Well, in addition to that, I'm... You know what? They have those cheapskate things on TLC or whatever? When people are, like, super cheap?
Yes.
All right. So I have my glasses, lens wipes that I clean my glasses with.
Mm-hmm.
And after I'm done cleaning my glasses, it's still moisture on there.
Oh, no. That's just smart.
I'm looking around. So I use the rest to either clean my phone or my screen on my car. Because it's just pet peeves of mine, like,
yeah,
especially like if you have a nice automobile or you have a nice screen,
yeah,
and you got fingerprints all over your screen, I'd be like, no, not here, we don't, not while I got these glasses wipes and I'm about to, after I finish
just throw
my,
it. Yeah, throw it away
while it's still damp, I'm like, I'm looking around like, what else can I clean with this? Oh, I'm gonna hit my phone and I'm gonna hit the screen.
Mm-hmm. That's why when I'm.
That's what I do.
Wiping my butt with my baby wipes. After I'm done, I grab another one and hit my phone.
Yeah.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services. Help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer, they help with documents that need to be typed. Guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. So, So, look here, man. Hey, what's been happening, man?
Hey, we did some comedy tonight.
We did comedy tonight.
Hey, dog. We talked off air. This is my 4 years.
Woo!
In the game, baby.
We should. You know what? You got some?
I got some.
Happy fourth year, man.
Thank you, sir.
May it continue.
Yes. Salute. Oh, it needs to.
Good stuff, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're right around the corner, brother.
I'm a week before
St. Patty's.
St. Patty's Day.
Salute.
Mm-hmm. Why, yeah.
And I must say, within that 4 years, I was comfortable as shit tonight. There wasn't too many people there, but it was going to be kind of the same mindset. I had some...
You were comfortable?
Yeah, because I did some stuff that I just thought of this morning.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Nice. Let me ask you this.
Yeah?
While I have on this dope-ass t-shirt.
Dope-ass. I got a dope-ass t-shirt on, too.
Sharp what it Pete. Says, the funny...
Stop Comedy Club.
5 minutes clean.
5 minutes clean.
Rest in peace, Pete.
R.I.P. Pete.
R.I.P. Pete and everybody else that we lost.
Yeah.
And you know what? You know, real quick,
mm-hmm.
You know, we love the people that we lost. And I'm going to say it here. If anything happened to me, don't mourn me. Don't be sad every year.
Right.
This is what I want you to do to remember me. Take a shower. Put on some fly clothes. put on some fly fragrance. That's how you should mourn me. This is my request for anybody that knows me. Don't mope. Don't be sad. Put on something fly and put on some nice fragrance or some fly sunglasses. Something be like, you know, celebrate me that way, please.
Yeah.
It's my wish.
Yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, like, you know, don't be sad when I'm gone. But
I mean, I want you to be a little bit sad when I'm gone.
Don't be. I don't want you to be sad.
Because I was the brightness in your day. No, I'm
kidding. I don't want you to be sad.
No, not at all, man. You gotta enjoy what you had. It sucks, though, man. You think about life, man. It hits you, even with pets. Pets. Mm. I think pets may be like the worst. Cause pets hit guys the worst, I think. Other than I love one, obviously, but like a pet, like a dog or something, man.
Well, you got to figure out what
especially
a dog
to
is.
Especially a guy.
But then if a dog could talk,
right?
I mean, a lot of things is lost in translation.
100%.
You know, because you know, and the one that I hear a lot is about the snake and the woman. Yeah, the snake and the woman. Like every night she slept with her snake and he slept with her. In reality, what he was doing was measuring her up.
Oh, to see if she would fit?
To eat her.
Yeah.
She thought he was being romantic and cuddling.
Yeah.
But he was measuring her up.
Some predators are predators. That's like cats. They'll eat your face.
Well,
if you die.
Well,
they ain't going to be like a dog. Because I think dogs won't.
You know, I don't know if all cats will, but dog, if you think about dogs, if you think about children, you know, a lot of, not saying children's going to eat you.
Yeah, right.
But if you think about kids.
Oh, they turn on mom.
But if you think about kids.
Many stories on.
If you think about children, their only thing that they have to do, the only job they have is to study you.
Yeah.
They know your moods.
Right.
They know when to ask you for things.
Oh yeah, they're manipulators.
Well, that's their only job. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like that's all they know is their mom or their dad.
Yeah.
You know, whoever they're close with. You know,
right.
You know, it's like I can remember like synchronizing my breathing with my mom. So it was like, what else did I have to do?
Right.
But to lay next to her and be like. Same as her.
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so basically, like, what children does is, you know, they study their parents. And they know, and same with the owners. Like, if you could really get into the psyche of a dog, you know, you're thinking, like, okay, they're happy to see me, but are they really?
They just know when you come home, you're going to get fed.
They're going to be fed. You're their lifeline.
Yeah. Oh,
they're snatched away from their parents.
Yeah.
To live with you.
Right.
They're snatched away from their brothers and sisters to live with you.
Yep.
And they don't know anything else. They whine, they whine, they whine. They say, okay, put a ticking clock in the box with them so they can, you know, it seems like it's their brother's or their mother's heart.
Mm-hmm.
But in reality, you know, they're like, okay, this is what I got to do to live in addition to be a dog.
Yeah.
Do they really love me like that, or are they happy to see me, or do they realize, okay, if I act this way, I'm rewarded better?
Yeah.
So you know, I'm not trying to crap on no dog owner or no pets owner.
I mean, I think it may be that in an extent, but I think at a certain point it becomes that because I know my dog. When I come, even when he hears my voice over the phone, he gets happy.
He gets happy.
Excited.
He gets excited.
I mean, he also knows I took care of his ass. So.
No, I mean they are not.
No, he's loved. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, it's one of those things. They are the only things. Like when you come home, most of the time, like any family, not all the time, but you see it. Dogs, man, they jump. They love you. They want the attention. You know
they're the epitome of go where you're appreciated versus where you're tolerated.
So it
gives the illusion if they do or not. I don't know.
Yeah, it's not in the mindset.
Yeah, but if they do or not, but it gives the illusion that they actually are genuinely happy to see you. No questions asked.
Right.
They don't know. They don't want to know why you went taking pictures with her.
Right.
Or why, who was that B or none of that. They just happy to see you no matter what you've done.
No matter what. You could beat them.
If you fat.
5 minutes later, they will
skinny,
come to you.
If you got a messed up haircut.
if you stink, yep. if you smell good, they don't care.
They don't care, dog.
They're happy to see you.
Happy.
So that I mean, that's the love that we have with dogs. You know, that's our, you know, just like, you know, meals, I say. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, you're going to enjoy lunch. You're going to, you know, meals are normally the only guaranteed satisfaction throughout the day. That's a cool quote, which I will be.
Not really. There's times I go to eat and I'm like, why the fuck did I get this?
Okay. You saying not really, but while you were eating it, did you enjoy it?
No.
Did you eat it?
I had to.
You didn't have to.
I bought it.
You didn't have to.
I'm not going to not.
Yeah.
The one time I did buy it and I didn't finish it.
Well, he's the exception to my quote and my rule. Eating is the only guaranteed satisfaction of the day, because if you don't like it, you wouldn't eat it. And that's Cordell Cliff Express. That's one of my quotes. I'm going to be throwing these quotes out.
You tell that to kids in the, like, who were forced to eat Brussels sprouts as a kid who didn't like them.
Well, as adults, like, you know, food or lunch is the only one of your only guaranteed pleasures of the day, because if you didn't like it, you wouldn't eat it.
I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
No, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
No one's forcing you.
Oh, yeah.
No one's forcing you. Don't eat it. Like, if I eat something, if I get an apple and I don't like it, the first bite, I'm throwing it out. I'm not going to get sick.
I mean, because you got McDonald's and the fries weren't the best.
I'm not eating it.
See, I ate them.
That's you. Shame on you.
Yeah.
You should do yourself and do it.
That'd be all the time. You know how many times I have to go in there and bitch about some fries and get some new fries, or just not eat my fries? It's like, what the fuck? I bought them.
I mean,
I'm not going to throw them out.
It's been times that, you know, in my line of work, I am a trucker.
Yeah.
You know, I'm eating my food and I'm like 20 minutes down the road and I notice that I'm not satisfied. I can't go back. I just throw it out. I'm not going to eat it. Things because I'm
hungry.
Regret it.
That's the problem. Like you said, it's satisfaction because I'm hungry, but it wasn't satisfying. That's for sure.
I mean, my thing is, if it's not good to you, don't eat it. Don't do that to yourself. You deserve better.
I was farting. No.
Hey, you know what? Hey. Yeah.
And we got some holidays coming up, man.
Yeah, you know, for the sake of time, Sam, we have Christmas.
Christmas
is coming and New Year's. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
we got some plans. We got plans.
On an open fire.
Oh shit, good.
Jack Frost
nipping
at your nose. Tiny tots and something for a choir, and something in Eskimo. Everybody knows that I don't know the words.
I didn't know
song.
Any of that that you did, but you.
Yeah, shibbity doo bow down in the north. Yeah.
In the Christmas spirit.
I'm in the Christmas spirit. This is my Christmas. I'm making my own Christmas songs up this year.
Hey, you should release some cool C's Christmas carols.
I should.
That, dude, that has a ring to it.
Cool C's Christmas carols. I'm going to sing all the my favorite songs that I know and don't know.
Yes, and just make up words.
Yeah, why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best thing to do. Is
why not?
Make up words.
I mean, people don't know the words all the time. They be like, the songs all the time.
Yeah.
So why not, you know, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's a hit.
Christmas carols.
Cool C's Christmas carols, huh? So I guess that's the mixtape coming.
You know what? People need to, you know, play it at their gatherings with their family, you know. And, you know, in addition to this Christmas, Donny Hathaway, that's dope. You know.
Temptation's always a hit.
Yeah.
Okay,
Silent Night.
But
no, that's cool. But, you know, if you throw in Cool C's Christmas, I'm telling you, that's going to set you far apart from the traditional.
Watching the Midnight Paco podcast here. Ah, yes. Nuts roasting
on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose. See, come on, man.
Yeah.
With some fucking hot chocolate and some Baileys in that bitch.
Yeah.
That sounds like a good Because it's getting cold.
Pour some eggnog with some Hennessy.
Oh.
Yeah. It's got to be good eggnog.
Or some coquito, y'all. My bodico's out there.
Yeah.
It's getting cold out there, man. It's the time for
man,
that
man, it's cold.
I hate it. I need a car starter, yo.
A car starter? You mean like one to start your engine?
Yeah, from like the rooftop.
You should.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know what? There's nothing like getting into your car.
Oh, my God.
And this is, I'm just fantasizing because this is not a reality for me. But it's nothing like getting into your car. The car is warm. Mm-hmm. The seats are warm.
Yes.
The steering wheel is warm.
Yes.
And you have no snow and ice. But where we're from, let me tell you about somewhere we're from.
Oh, my God.
We're from Cleveland, right? I'm from Cleveland. He's from Erie, but the weather's still the same.
I mean,
let me tell you about
this weather's cute compared to Erie weather.
Let me tell you what we
it
do.
It still sucks, though.
When we're used to this weather and we're going to work, this is just a norm here.
God.
We start our cars. We take the snow brush and do like a strip in the one in the front and maybe a strip in the back, and we go down the highway. F was on this side, F was on that side. We going full speed ahead, right? We don't see nothing.
Nothing. Nothing.
And the thought process, and I've done it a few times.
The wind will blow it off.
The wind's going to blow it off once I hit the freeway.
Yep. Meanwhile, you're like this, trying to see the whole time, getting to that bitch.
And you like rolling like...
You got the window down a little
I'll
bit.
I'll be on the freeway in just a second. Once I hit the freeway, I'm going to be like an avalanche rolling down 90.
You are going to get shit all in your face from behind.
And unfortunately,
it looks like
truck,
a smoke screen.
Unfortunately, people, and I do apologize. There's nothing I can do about it. In the truck.
Oh, yeah, on the rooftop of the truck.
On the trailer. If you don't have one of those, I call them the snow guillotines.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about. You got to drive it off.
You drive through it to shave the snow and ice off.
Yeah. I've heard of it. I've never had to do it.
Well, we had those at where we worked at.
Did they?
Yeah, they have one.
Really?
Yeah.
They were that sophisticated.
Yeah, because it's a lawsuit.
I mean, you know, we ain't got that
vision. I'm just saying, it's a lawsuit if a big sheet of ice come off, flying off the trailer,
right,
and the car behind.
Mm.
You know, so the place that we worked at, they had one.
Wow, I mean, they were required. They are one of the biggest, so I get it, but yeah, I know they had one because I never went by.
It's over there by the caboose.
Okay, yeah, I never went over there.
You don't care. People don't give a fuck. If you don't do it, you don't. No, nobody cares. But you know, most good companies that don't want to get sued, they have these snow guillotines. And what you do is you set it for your length. It comes down. It looks like I call it a snow guillotine because it looks like the thing. The guillotine is in the medieval times that people used to. I don't know if it's the medieval times. I'm not sure what time zone it was or what time era.
It was a guillotine. Where they put that shit in?
You put your head in there, and then it goes, and it cuts your head off. So this thing looks like that, but it's real tall, and it comes down. My length that I needed was 13.6. So it may have. It's a soft. Instead of a blade, it's like a soft.
Yeah, because they want to cut blade. Shit off.
And it's like maybe...
Like a rubber blade?
Yes, like a rubber blade. And you can set it...
Like a big-ass wiper.
Yes.
Windshield wiper.
And you set it, and then you drive through it, and what it does is it knocks the snow off the top of the trailer.
Okay.
And certain companies require you to go through it. And so when you get on the freeway, because our company was right next to the freeway.
Okay. Yeah.
So when I got on the freeway, if I didn't go through the snow guillotine, I used to look like a rolling avalanche. Like,
oh, yeah, that shit is blowing
like,
off.
Because, you know, I'm always watching the weather, like, want to know my weather conditions. In front of me was bright and sunny. Behind me
was
a blizzard.
Because
it was me. I'm going down like, and I'm looking in my mirrors and I'm like,
oh, dang. Can't stop now.
Hey, it's nothing I can do about it.
No,
I'm sorry.
God's cleaning it off.
God's cleaning it off. But then again, I've been in situations where I saw.
Yeah.
Like maybe when, maybe, okay. You got to consider like, All right. So maybe we had a big snowfall.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they say 6 inches and things like that. And some of the docks, the snow was like,
oh yeah,
like this.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
piled up.
Yeah.
Okay. So then the sun comes out.
Right.
Then you have the ice. It melts the snow into
mm-hmm.
ice. So when you're rolling, I've been behind certain things, but because of where I'm at, I'm good. Because I sit up higher.
Good.
But cars, not so good.
Because yeah.
when that stuff slides and blow back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it hits the fucking, you know, the pavement, just splat.
Anything. Dog. Listen, I've been on the freeway and I'm in my personal vehicle. And I see this square of drywall. You know, or no, it's not drywall, but it's installation, like foam.
Okay. okay.
Foam yeah, installation, yeah, but it's yeah. cut up like drywall. Okay. Somebody yeah. lost their load,
yeah,
I
yeah,
guess.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't
How
avoid.
How many pieces?
I don't know. It was one piece that I was trying to dodge.
Okay. All right. Not a lot.
I couldn't.
But you didn't know. Did you know it was that?
I saw what it was because I saw the car in front of me.
And it blew
hit
off.
It, hit it. No, no, not blew oh, up, but okay. I saw him hit it.
Yeah.
And it like.
Okay.
Okay, so I said I'm going to dodge this piece.
Yeah.
But it didn't. It was just a foam piece of installation.
Yeah.
Solid installation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it broke my mirror off. So basically.
Really?
Yeah, as soft as it is, at 70 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Anything is dangerous at 70 miles
oh,
an hour.
Oh, dude, when I used to work for a sweeping company, like, after a job, you have to go around. Like, sometimes I forget. You'd be in a hurry. You'd be there, like, hours, you know, so you don't do it. And sometimes you can't get in as thorough as you like. But, you know, you got little fucking pieces of rock and shit that
yeah.
are in there. So when you're driving on the highway, shit bounces.
Oh, yeah.
One hit a windshield, and of course, this car started following me, like pulling up on me, and like then pulling back. And I'm like, "What the hell are you doing? What the?" And then I pulled off on the side of the road. I didn't think nothing of it. I'm like, "Okay, this dude's fucking stupid." Whatever the case, and I get back to the place, and they're like, "Yeah, I guess a rock fell off and cracked somebody's windshield." Or
so,
whatever.
So here's the thing about
that. So I guess
that.
He was following on the side to get my number or yeah. the name of the company so they could call and complain.
So here's the thing about that. This is what I learned. And someone correct me if I'm wrong, but this is what I learned. If it flies off the truck and hit your car, then that vehicle is liable.
I mean, supposedly, because they're supposed to be at a distance.
Well, yeah, but this is what I'm saying. This is what I was told.
But it wasn't.
If it flies off your vehicle and hits the car, then if I'm driving and
goddamn that,
then I'm liable. But if it bounces off the road and then hits the vehicle, then I'm not liable.
I mean, tit for tat. I don't know if it did that or not. All I know is a rock hit their windshield, and they complained, and insurance
now,
company paid for it because they said.
I
they
mean,
had to
yeah,
pay
but
for
I'm
it.
Just saying that's the rule of the road.
Of the road, okay.
Yeah. Now I do know there was a driver we both know, and if he wanted to know something to do something terrible,
ask him.
Or to know something.
Was it me?
It wasn't you. But it was a fella, and I actually like this dude. But if you wanted some bad advice, you would go to him. And this guy, he kept rocks, pebbles, and stuff in his door.
Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
And he used to, if someone was pissing him off.
Cut him off. Or...
He'd throw him out the window. And, you know, I was like, dude, you are evil.
Yeah.
One time he told me, I was like, man, somebody was in my truck. You know, normally at this company we worked in, we had assigned trucks.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We had assigned trucks, and they gave me the oldest
right.
rickety equipment because yeah. I don't know if it was a racial thing.
Dude, I had a pump jack. I'd have to take
I don't
one
know
me.
If it was racial. Do you remember my motor?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I had the oldest motor. I'm asking him because he used to load my trucks.
Yeah.
And I had the oldest motor, the oldest equipment, but... But my truck was immaculate because I cleaned the shit out of it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I cleaned it because I'm kind of funny acting.
With your lens wipes.
No, look.
That's a callback, people.
Yeah. No, I cleaned the crap out of it because very comfortable in my own dirt.
Yeah.
I'm comfortable in my own dirt. Other people's dirt, I'm like, ew, it's spoiled. I can't drive this.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm freaking out. But anyway.
We had a lot of people with some spoiled shit.
Yeah, that man. But it was like, I was like, man, my truck smelled like smoke, cigarettes. I'm like, I'm just venting, and he heard me, this driver, and you know his advice was, I would take it over there and just spray it out. So his real advice was for me to take it over to the our mechanic's yard
and just spray it with the fucking
power washer. If it was my truck, I would just take it over there and spray it out. I'm like, thanks, unnamed driver.
Yeah.
Because it was like, and I, in my heart of all hearts, I believe him wholeheartedly.
That he would do that?
Yes.
I don't believe he'd do that.
Okay, let me tell you why. You know what he told me he was going to do for the 4th of July?
What? Firecrackers outside his cabin?
No. He told me he's going to be away at camp for the 4th of July. And what he's going to do is douse his house in gasoline.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9/1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
So when the neighbors are shooting firecrackers and fireworks, it can catch his house on fire.
But I know he didn't do that either.
How do you know?
Come on, man.
How do you know?
He was just loopy.
How do you know?
He's out there. Same guy we're talking about with the camera. You see this pit?
He'd be like, look at this, man. I'm at camp. You see that? These dudes are out there in full fucking camo, dude. Come on, man. And he told me, I'm going to go away at camp. I'm going to douse my house with gasoline. So when the neighbors are shooting off fireworks, it can set my house on fire.
And claim it. Hilarious. I don't think I ever heard him do it, though.
I know people
you wouldn't think
I know
that
people that know him
until you talk to him.
I know people that know him.
Of course you do.
And they say he's out there.
I know he's out there.
And he's cool as shit.
He's cool as shit.
He's like
out there though.
Huh?
He's out there though.
Oh, I thought you said he's military.
No.
No, I like him. He's like,
I think he said the military trains out there. And they're in camp.
And full.
Yeah.
They training the advanced stuff because.
And this was in like 2014, man. Come I'm like, on, no dude. Way, dog.
He would show you these pictures, and yeah, they were. It could have been. Okay, I saw what he saw in the pictures, but they're not
what he thinks they are.
Now, what freaked me out was he saw what I saw in my truck. In the wood grain. All right. I see things.
Jesus.
It wasn't Jesus. But you could.
Tupac.
It wasn't Tupac. But it was like he saw images of faces in the wood grain. And I didn't say anything to him about it, but I saw the same things in the truck that I was driving.
Yeah.
And he said something. He said, notice that they're never looking at you. They're always looking. And I'm like, okay, I
have it. So maybe it's, hey, man.
He sees things, and when people show me things, guess what? I'm telling you, for everybody that has like warehouse jobs or just jobs, period.
Right.
There's different versions of them at every other job.
Every other job.
Because I got a him at my job right now. He's there. At my job right now, he's showing me videos all the time. And I guess they feel comfortable with showing me these pictures and videos.
You're somebody they can confide in.
Because I'm not judgmental.
Yeah.
I don't judge.
You
I'd be
are,
like,
I mean, you are now on a worldwide podcast.
No, even now I'm not judgmental because who am I to say it's not it. That?
Yeah, exactly.
I see it, but I'm like, okay, well, my mind is okay. I see it, but maybe it's something else.
Yeah.
Maybe it's this.
Right.
My thing is always okay. If they're there, if those are dudes in full fucking camo, dude.
Yeah. Why aren't they telling you?
Why are they looking at you?
Yeah.
Like, what makes you so special?
Yeah.
What do you...
Well, because maybe he thinks... Well, because he says that he can see him, and so maybe they're like, what the fuck, he can see us. Looking at him like,
okay.
He can see us.
All right.
But he's not saying nothing.
This dude can see us. But, you know, so a lot of times... You run across these individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They may have, you know, because, you know, rewind. I talked to an individual, and this young lady, she was like, she thought this helicopter was following her. One time we talked on the thing, and she was like, see, I told you, look. There it was. It was a helicopter.
Isn't that in Goodfellas?
There was a scene of that in Goodfellas, but... She actually showed me the helicopter. Uh-huh. And I'm like, okay. So why are they following you?
Yeah.
Like, what the freak are you doing?
Did you go through your list?
What list? Oh.
Have you ever had a helicopter following?
No, that's not on the list. Maybe I should add that.
Have
you ever had a helicopter following you?
Because why is it following you?
Yeah, but you know, that's one of the signs of, you know.
It's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
That's that.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
Or just a mental illness. Yeah. And you think things are following you. But first you have to say, like, why?
Mm-hmm.
Why are they following you?
Yeah.
You know.
Conspiracy theories.
Did you say something?
I do.
You know, you say a lot.
I say a lot on this podcast. They can do some AI shit to us. You already know that, right?
Yeah,
they do Mike Tomlin all the time. It's great.
I don't know who that is.
You know exactly who Mike Tomlin is.
I don't know. They don't have anything to do with the Browns.
You're gonna know this Sunday. Is all
if they don't have anything to do with the Browns, I don't know who it is.
This dude is gonna keep growing, baby. That's all I'm saying. This weekend.
Oh, you'll be cutting it off.
You're
gonna be cutting everything off. Wait a minute. So let's get this out in the open. So
no, because we already talked about it.
Well, let's talk about it again.
Okay. Go ahead.
So what's gonna happen if the Browns win?
Nothing. They were 2-0 against us.
No. As far as your beard, sir.
Nothing, because it's not a good beard growing. I can't trim it. I'll go back down to like 3 again.
So
you want to take it all the way off?
Wait a minute. So let's do this now. Let's do this now. Yeah, no diddy. Let's do this now. If the Browns win,
you don't want to do this.
Yeah, I do.
You don't.
If
they're not going to.
If the Browns win, can I
shave my face?
No, can I?
No diddy. That's weird.
No, I want to know, can I line it up?
Why? What do you... No, because you'll cut me or some shit.
Cut you? To hurt you? Come on, dude.
Not by accident. I mean, not by, like, on purpose, but... Have you ever done it?
Hold on. No, listen.
You've never... You're
hold on, player.
Are you a barber?
Hold on, man.
Are you a barber?
Who do you think do mine?
You. But you can't tell if you're cutting me.
Who do you think do my face? Do you like mine?
But you're not like
look,
a barber.
Put in the comments, do you think I do a good job? Do I do a decent job?
Oh, yeah, all the comments. I line mine up. What's wrong with mine?
I'm just saying, like, if you lose...
Well, how do you want it to look?
Well, you know what? In all
fairness... I can shave my own shit.
No, I'm going to give you some Luda chops.
I can do the Luda chops.
So
you want me to cut it off like here? I'll do the Wolverine. I'll cut it right the fuck here and just have all the way down to this bitch.
No. Okay, so can we... We're going to make...
And move this.
No, can we make this deal now?
What are we talking?
If the Browns win, I need chops, And I want handlebars and nothing else. Just chops and handlebars if the Browns win.
Okay.
Let's get this
and
straight.
You just have a mustache.
I got to cut this off? Everybody, and my booty chin is exposed? I have a booty chin. I'm like, welcome to the Midnight Booty Chin Express. I'm like, oh, booty chin. So hold on. In all fairness, Jay.
All fairness.
We owe our viewers.
Hold on, chops. With none of that.
No.
You want that? You want this gone?
No.
Half of this.
No, let's get this straight.
Yes.
Just the chops.
Yeah.
Okay, done with the side.
So just the chops, just like right here.
Okay, and then the Hulk Hogan, right here.
Oh.
No, right here, the mustache going down like that, nothing else.
Bet.
Nothing else.
Booty chin. Double chin.
Double booty chin, like. But.
Well, booty chin's like this.
Yeah, I got that.
You got that?
Yeah, no one will ever know because I'm never going to shave it.
The booty chin, yes you will.
So, hold on, bro.
I'm cool with chops in the fucking Hulk Hogan.
With the handlebar.
Fuck it. For a bet, I don't give a fuck. I'll rock around with that bitch. They're going to look at me at the gym all they want. I lost a bet.
No, fuck that. I lost a bet. You ain't got to say that.
I know this boy. Look at this look. I'm doing pull-ups. Mind your business.
So look. Check this out. In all fairness, man. That bet is like null and void because we owe you guys. We never paid our debts to you.
We
guys.
Never paid the debts.
Because we said.
I can't wait to see your booty double chin.
We said, it's probably not going to be a double chin.
Whatever it is.
It's not going
to
be.
You said it then.
I said booty chin. You said double chin. He was like, booty double chin. So look.
My bad.
No, it's okay.
Booty chin.
Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't know you had a booty chin.
No, that's because no one will ever know.
Okay, well, they will.
Keep hair there.
I mean, it's funny that I know that. That underneath that, that's what that is.
But anyway,
but yeah, no, we do have to
pay. We owe you guys.
We talked about it. We got debts to pay.
We got debts to pay.
That's next
to
year.
To your people. Next year.
I mean, we have to. We don't have the guest schedule. We can't get them in this year.
We could do it with the guests.
Well, yeah, but it's not going to be able to schedule. We got guests already scheduled this year.
Yes, we do.
And so we ain't going to
do.
The special guests we have for what we're going to do, we can't get them in until next year.
That's correct.
So, and then we have to schedule the skydiving. And my boy, I'll get a hold of him. We'll get on that. We can schedule it with him anytime. He already said whenever we want. But
okay, so
I ain't doing it in the cold.
I was gonna say, where is he located?
Yeah, he's in Pennsylvania, and it's
dude. Cold. We gotta and wait till the blizzard. Spring or summer or something.
That's what I'm saying. So it's next year, automatically on that one. So we got a lot of shit. We got paid debts, but that's next year. Trust me, we're gonna pay debts. So
wait a minute. Let me ask you this:
we'll pay the
what's your relationship with him?
That was my dude in the military.
He likes you.
Yes.
Is he cool?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't want to do no jumping
but
out of
I actually, I told his wife that I'll bring him home alive. Not that I was in charge, but I was his, you know. We were close, not super close. I met him on the deployment, and we just, you know, every time I see each other, we'd be like, my milkshake brings all the boys. It was funny.
I could dig it, but I just want to make sure he likes you.
And anytime I was in the turret, he'd see me dancing, and the one time we were going to eat breakfast in the morning. We were going to a different base. He likes me. And we were passing them as they were doing a traffic control point and checking vehicles and this and that. And we drove by. We got to the base. We were eating breakfast, and we heard boom. We're like, something blew up. So while they were doing that, a car bomb blew up, and he got hit with shrapnel. And we got to go see him at the medics right after that. He was okay. He was fine. But I'm sure it affected him in a way. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, I just want to make sure that you guys are on a good rapport with one another.
My boy, the fact that he's jumping out of airplanes after all that experiences tells me he's, yeah. And He invited us anytime. Trust me.
Nice.
We're good. Yeah. If I'm going to jump out of a plane, I trust him more than anything.
Nice. That.
And I'll let him jump with you if you feel safer with him instead of anyone else. Because you know they have somebody jump with you. So.
Well, I think we should jump at the same time.
Well, you got to go with somebody.
I think we should jump at the same time. Yep. So, therefore, you have him?
Yep.
Any chicks?
I don't know.
I'll jump with her.
Okay. We'll find out.
I have her strapped to my ass.
And somebody jumping outside of us to film it.
Don't they come with the package or something?
I believe so, hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm assuming.
Because I'm going to do, like, what was that movie with...
Cry? That's what I'm going to do.
No, no, no. What was the movie with... it was a movie... Was it Patrick Swayze?
Oh, yeah, when they're robbing shit?
Yeah.
Breakpoint. Point Break.
I want to be like Point... We're going to do that.
Point Break?
It's going to be like that.
You're going to be like...
Yeah. 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 I want to do some coordinated stunts.
Yeah.
In the air.
I'm going to... None
if, of I, if I'm going to lose my life in the air, I'm going to die doing something cool.
I'm like...
I'm going to do a B-boy stunt. Like,
oh.
My face going to be like... or something. And I'm going to be looking dope like, with some dude on my back.
Yeah. No day.
And people are going to be scared and freaking out, but I'm going to be like, or something.
Don't do that with a dude on your back.
I mean, I'm going to be doing something cool.
Something cool. I'm like, hey, don't, can't twerk. Can't do my twerk.
No, it's back. Like, you know.
Can't do it.
I'm going to be terrified. I'm scared. I'm scared now.
Yeah, dude, I'm not a fan of it. Andre did that. My buddy Andre did that shit a long time ago. I've seen a video of it.
I got a cousin that did it.
Yeah. People are risk takers, man.
I'm scared.
I mean, I look at it like this. There's no point in jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. You've heard that joke before, right?
Yeah, sure.
But it makes sense.
No.
When I get in an airplane to travel, there's never a thought where I want to jump out this bitch.
Or is never a thought. You never have a...
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
You'd be like, you have a carry-on? Or you'd be like, yeah, this pack stays with me. This is my parachute.
Yeah, because I'm going to rob you motherfuckers and jump. I've seen it in movies.
This is my parachute.
No.
Nah, this stays with me. It
stays with me.
It's my parachute. Then no, you'll be on the TSA list. Oh, I'm
yeah.
Sure.
And, yeah. That'd be cool as fuck. I wish I was like that, though.
What?
Just the ability to go up there and be like, yeah, fuck y'all. Give me your shit. Bye.
No, I don't want
to. Not the rob. Okay, no, but just the, just, yeah, not the rob.
Yeah, I don't want to rob nobody.
Not to rob nobody, because, but to jump out of there with no fear. I was working out, right, and I seen somebody with one of them squirrel.
No.
Is that what they call them? Squirrel outfits?
Squirrel suits.
Yeah,
when they glide. They glide.
That looks so dope. It but does. Scary as fuck. You see all the cliffs that they just miss, and people hit them bitches. Thank God I don't watch videos, but they have them. Because they got GoPros, and it's go no. It's no go.
It's insane, man. The things that people no-go. Do. You know, like some of those daredevils that be climbing the building and things like that.
That jumped up. Yeah.
Shout out to you guys for making the exciting videos. But
don't do it.
It makes me nervous. It makes my stomach hurt.
I can't watch them because
I watch it and my stomach hurts.
Because I'm like, well, they didn't fall because they posted it.
They don't fall, but it's like.
Somebody's going to post one that they fall.
I'm like, why are you doing that? Stop.
because they're young and stupid.
I don't know.
That's what it is, man. No fear.
I was young.
I was young. There was points where you didn't give a fuck. I mean, even now, you get drunk. Who cares?
But I think the most risky thing I did when I was younger was doing a lot of, you know what.
I don't.
How do you get your abs, Jay?
Oh, my ab worked out.
Yeah, tell the people how you get your abs.
Nothing. Straight fucking. A little remix from last episode. Nah, man. I realized that shit. But now I got a hernia, dude. My belly button keeps pushing out.
Okay.
But the doctor said if you can push it back in, it's okay. I'm not sure what that means.
Well, like I've been trying to tell this dude, look, you got an Audi, Jay.
That's not it.
Do not get it pierced. Stop. Oh. Stop trying to get your Audi pierced. Oh, it's not cool. That bitch
pierced.
It's not cool to put. He's like, let's just put a dumbbell through it.
It'll be cool. No, man.
It
can hang and jangle.
No, man.
And every time I cough, it just goes out a little further.
Nah, stop it. Stop it. Stop eating all the chocolates.
No, I'm not getting a fucking belly button. But I am going to get some tattoos. It's tattoo time.
It's tattoo time?
It's tattoo time.
Okay.
I got some ideas.
You got some ideas?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I just got to find the right artist or the right design.
Okay.
And, you know, you look online, you see things you want, but at the same time, you don't want the same tattoo as everybody else.
I would love
to find somebody to retouch everything, but I don't want to get this one covered up because it has sentimental value, even though it's not the best looking one.
I suggest spending a lot of money on your tats.
I know.
Because
you find a good artist, though.
I'm suggesting that you get
following tons of them on
some of those 3D tats or patchworks.
Nah, I don't want a patchwork.
You don't want patchwork?
No. I mean,
have you seen cool patch tattoos?
Yeah, those are dope.
Those are dope.
I can't see anything I want and where I'd get it.
Midnight Paco is a patch. I don't know. It was just a suggestion.
I never thought of that as a patch. Yeah.
I don't know.
I would think about the regular logo or design, but as a patch, it would be dope.
It would be.
It would be dope.
Yeah.
There are some patch artists I see on TikTok.
I'm just saying. You know, I think when it comes to tattoos, you should get LA. You should go all out for tats, because I wanted to have, since I drive for a living, I wanted to have an alien busting out of my head, like with the skin peeled back, the alien, like right here. So when I'm driving, it looks 3D and it looks like an alien's busting out of my head.
And while you're driving,
yeah,
and people would freak the fuck out and crash.
They probably won't.
I mean, someone might.
They won't. They'd be like, oh, that's a cool tattoo.
Yeah, some people would
say
that's a cool tattoo.
Yeah.
Others might freak out and crash.
I don't know.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, I don't know.
World of worlds!
Yeah, shit, I don't know.
Come on, drugs!
I'd be like, it was a great...
Or they're on drugs and they see it.
It's a great tattoo. I think it would be nice if it was a nice tattoo.
It would be. What if somebody was driving and they were on acid and they look over and see the alien busting out of your head?
That would be a tragic tea.
I did that all wrong.
It's okay.
I don't know what accent I'm doing.
It's okay. Accent okay.
Mine is terrible. I can do it for like a syllable and I lose everything.
Yeah, shout out. You know what? Shout out. We did do comedy tonight. We did do comedy. I worked on some material.
Dude, I love your new bit.
Thanks, man.
I mean, it's fresh. It's not new. You've thought about it for a while, but you're finally putting it on stage. And
thanks,
man. I like it, man. I love it. It's going to be catchy as fuck, man.
Yeah. It seems like every host catches right on to it.
Of course.
Yeah.
You have to, man. You have to.
I don't know if it's the song or is it the concept.
I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think it's both, man. Yeah. I think both, because it's a great idea and the way you deliver.
You think it's a great idea? To be honest with you.
For a bit.
Okay, but I'm just saying.
I would never just spend my free time to do that.
I think I would. I would have.
Although.
I would have.
I think I might.
No,
if there was an option, you know what it would take is somebody to do it first. But I think the problem is they would think they might keep them. You know,
think about this.
I mean, we're giving away the bit. We're kind of talking around it.
No, yeah, but just think about if you could.
Oh yeah.
Think if you like.
Trust me, man.
Or
luckily
or,
I've never had to or go.
Maybe you was broke or homeless.
Okay. Yo, yeah, for sure. You get all types of fuck.
You go.
Hey, add that to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, if you were broke or homeless, or you was like tired of your parents or something like.
Yeah, let me go.
You know what? Hey, accumulate you know this. What? I'm out. I'm out.
You're right. I do need to go somewhere.
I'm out.
You don't even know, people. It's a gem he's working on, man. It's beautiful. I love it.
Thanks, man.
And that's the beautiful thing about the process. You know what I mean? And what we do is go up there. And like I said, the stuff I worked on today was fresh. It was funny because some dude at work, he stepped in the office. He seen me on my phone, my readers on. He was like, you use those to look at booty, don't you? Or look at booty. I'm like, I'm not looking at booty, but I do watch porn like that. And it just... You know, start my mind thinking like, well, fuck it, I'll just go on stage.
Material.
Yeah. Because I can add that to my porn bit already. You know what I mean? Because I was going to talk about glasses and then go from that to the only glasses you need is VR goggles or some shit like that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? We're getting older, so we're incorporating our real life into...
I mean, that's all we started with, though.
Yeah.
If you think about it. You know what I mean? We came in with a voice because we knew kind of what we were.
Mm-hmm.
I think so because we've grown up watching comedy and we both thought I could do that. And then you would think what I would do.
This did come up tonight. Someone was, it was like, you know, we had our notes and things like that. And, you know, I talked to a comic that had their notes on stage. And I said, one of the things that
me and Justin prided
ourselves on, we never went on stage for our jokes with a notepad. Or a phone.
Yeah. No, never.
Never.
No. But I'll tell you what, the one thing about, I thought you were going to, you know, allude to this, is the one that joke when he was like, oh, I'm not going to say that one.
He was like, he was looking at his stuff, he was like, oh, I'm not doing that. That was hilarious.
That was good.
I told him that. I said, and I don't know if he appreciated or knew the humor in that.
Right, but no. That was hilarious. Yeah, I don't even know if he meant to, but that shit was funny.
Yeah, like... Yeah.
It was almost like Dion Cole shit, how he brings out his checklist.
He's like, oh, that worked.
Yeah.
That's genius.
Yeah, that's genius. But, shout out to Dion Cole.
Yeah, shout out to Dion Cole, but if he's like, you know, he's looking at his notes on the floor. Like,
yeah.
And he was like, I'm not doing that. Like, he had an option to go over it or not say anything at all.
Yeah, and he said it out loud. Like, somebody told him to do it.
Yeah, he was like,
I'm not doing that.
That was hilarious. That's gold.
Yeah, that was
good. Keep that one.
Yeah. But I want to mention this before. I mean, are we going to do a promo later or should we just mention it now?
Mention it now. Let's go.
Let's go. Well, I mean... Well, we ain't got all the information, so I guess we'll do a promo later.
You want to pull it up?
Nah, I've got my phone. And
yeah, I got my phone.
We can do a legit one.
We do a legit
one. But we are going to do something on New Year's Eve, people. So
Stay tuned.
We're going to give out a real promo. And, you know,
yeah.
I want to do a legit if we're going to do it. You know what I'm saying? So we'll figure out
so
the time.
Yeah, so New Year's Eve. Hopefully you'll join us.
Yes.
To be announced.
We'll let you guys know shortly.
Absolutely.
We'll post it on... Everything.
Obviously,
it's going to be like a 30-second promo, so we'll just throw it out there.
So, I heard something today.
What?
You know, the one comic, he mentioned something about the CEO getting shot. Did you hear that?
CEO of what?
Did you hear the joke he said tonight? Well, he mentioned it.
What comic? I'm trying to...
The one that was nervous.
Was I outside
smoking? No, it wasn't him. It was the gentleman that we were actually talking to at the end of the night. He mentioned something about a CEO getting shot, and it was the...
It wasn't Jeff Bezos, was it? Was that the one doing the Jeff Bezos jokes?
No, I think so. But it was a gentleman, I think he was the CEO of United Healthcare. Yeah. I don't know if he died or... Wait a minute. He was shot to death. Yeah. The CEO of United Healthcare.
For what? Google.
Well, he was, you know, we won't know why he was shot.
Oh, you're saying conspiracy theory
reason? I'm not saying nothing. This is for the sake of timestamp.
Okay.
You know, and it's a sad thing that he lost his life, but, you know.
I haven't got into the story at all.
Well, so. It just happened today. Yeah. 6 hours, it's 8 hours ago.
Wow.
United Healthcare CEO kept a low public profile. Then he was shot to death in New York. It sounds like he was. It sounds like he was assassinated.
That's what I'm saying. Or it's some. I mean, usually like that. There's either a mistress or somebody else that does it. Or it's because he knows some shit.
Or because it's United Healthcare. Because these insurance companies is full of shit. And I'm going to say, I'm not going to say that's why he lost his life. And I'm sorry to hear about anybody losing their life. But for example, you know, I'm going to a chiropractor and I have an insurance company that I'm paying weekly. And the chiropractor that I'm using is not
covered.
Well, it is covered. But I have a $1,500 deductible to pay before they start covering. Even after they're covered, I have an $80 deductible each visit.
God dang.
So something like that could piss a person off if you're not mentally stable and if you had access to them. And, you know, things like that could happen.
I don't know. I don't know if it's just one person doing that, though. I don't know if it's somebody that's
Did you mad. See that movie, what was that, with Denzel when his son was sick and the insurance company would
Yeah.
Could be something like that. You never know.
Yeah, we don't know behind the scenes of what took place.
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm sorry to hear that he lost his life.
No, I get it, man.
But it's like, you know, people, they implement and they just do things that's just really terrible to people. Mm-hmm. And they go about their life and they're living well and they don't give no trucks at all.
None, dog.
None at all.
Yep. And they live in their nice houses, making money off of people, and they can't even use the benefits. Look, a lot, and chiropractors, dude, a lot of that shit's not even covered under insurance because it's special treatment.
Yeah.
So you think about all these things, like, that's like with healthcare. This is what's fucked up about this country, and it drives me nuts because people talk. I mean, I love this country. I get it, you know, from.
I have nothing to compare it to.
I mean, I have nothing intelligently to compare it to. I've been other places, and I know I wouldn't want to live in other places. You know, with given certain situations, I've also been in war zones, and I know other people.
The places that you've been to were effed up.
I know other people have it bad, is what I'm saying. So what I know,
and that's why you were deployed there.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
100%.
But there's other countries that are doing well.
I get it. And people can move, so everyone's willing. You know, there's nobody.
A lot of people has moved to receive better treatment and better opportunity, and they post it on the internet all the time.
Yeah, and they could all be just videos. We know how the internet is.
I believe them.
I mean, either way. I don't plan.
But like I said, I cannot intelligently say this country is better than this country. I have nothing else to compare it to. But go ahead and continue.
To other countries, but either way, what I'm saying is, you know, shit. Where was I going with that? Oh yeah, with the healthcare shit. You know what I'm saying? It's sad to see that. Like, okay, if you don't have insurance, if you're sick, you can go to the insurance. You know, you can go to the emergency room, but that's how much. You know what I mean? They kill you with fucking fees, and a lot of the times they don't even do a lot of the shit that may be required. Like certain things they won't do. Like I went there one time because my arm was in pain right here, and I was worried, so I went. And I was like, I'm getting an MRI later, but it hurts so bad that. Like, if I go to work, all I do is pick shit up. I don't want it to snap. Like, I didn't know what was wrong with it. And they said, well, it's by our decision whether we decide whether we can get an MRI or not. And I'm like, so they didn't give me one. I'm thinking to myself, how do you know how I'm feeling? And it's up to your discretion whether you should do it or not. If you have the capabilities to do it, fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? And we'll determine what the bill is later. But
yet this dude is so dedicated saying he's living in the best country that makes the best
decisions. But that's our healthcare system. And I'm not saying it's great. I'm just saying that from what I know, the country, trust me, it's getting worse from when I grew up in the 80s.
Does it sound hypocritical, guys?
I'm on the fence, but I'm not moving nowhere else. So what are we talking about? I just know where it's going and from where it's been. And I can't, like you said, I can compare it to certain places.
You and I both know an individual that...
Was here and left and went back?
They left because of the healthcare situation.
Yeah.
Because he said...
He has a place to go back to.
It don't matter.
That's a difference.
It doesn't matter.
It does a little bit.
Nah. It does. If you can get something established somewhere else and you know you're going to be treated better... Why wouldn't you go?
Because there's a lot of things we have leaving behind. Us as individuals.
Yeah.
Like, I could go to Hawaii. It'd be better.
That's still U.S. But go ahead. Continue.
But still, it's a better place than maybe over here. I mean, okay. Brazil. Spain. You know. Are you going to go there, Barcelona?
It depends. Like, why would I just go to Barcelona?
You want to pull up on TikTok?
I'm just saying, like, you know, in addition to that,
yeah,
why would I go there?
No, I got it, man. I'm just saying. What our healthcare? There's a lot of things messed up with our country, but the freedoms we have, we're not in a dictatorship.
I don't know. I can't compare it. I cannot compare it to anything.
I mean, we're not in jail for any of the things we've said on our podcast.
I don't say anything.
I mean, I have. I've called out a lot of people.
I'll keep your memory going.
You know, either way.
I'll be like, yo, this is Jay. Shout out to my man Jay. You holding it down strong. Put some money in his books. You know, my man. Hey. Shout out to Jay.
Make sure you do. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, you know, we're in that. They're not coming to arrest us yet. Yet.
Once again, yet. I said nothing.
Yet. I have a lot. So it's all good. Living on for it. Eternity, baby, on the internet until they shut that switch off, and then it's no longer.
Maybe
you think that would happen? Can they switch us?
Well, if they shut us down, think about it.
Not us individually, like just the internet. Like, eventually, it can just go away. Obviously,
I don't. You know what?
I mean, I don't know how to do Wi-Fi.
This is where I come from. I come from the generation of Miss Mary Matt.
Yeah.
All dressed in black with silver buttons all down her back.
Right.
That was before the internet.
100%.
Girls across the world knows that song.
I was about ink, pink, purple, stink, poo, fart, out.
I don't know that one.
Oh, I must be in there.
I don't know that one, but have you heard of Miss Mary Matt?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mary Matt.
Hold on. That was in Cleveland. I heard of it.
I heard the remix.
Regardless of what you heard.
Money. Laying on her back,
Okay, all of that.
She asked her mother, mama, what for, she should do. Said, "Mr. Don't ask me, cause I'm on the shit too."
Okay, I don't know that version.
I forget what comedian did that one.
Anyway. Yeah, well, outside of comedians and things like that, mm-hmm. or before the internet, Miss Mary Matt was a hand clap game.
Yep, I remember.
Amongst the, I'm going to say, the African American young female girls. Yes.
Yeah.
But it was a version of it all over the U.S. So if the internet stopped.
Oh, shit would go. Yeah.
If it stopped right now, there would probably be some myths, some legends, and things heard about the Midnight Paco.
Oh.
And Kool C and Justin Fuller.
100%.
Different versions, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a fight in school. And as much as I would like for this story to be the truth, it was not.
It was not.
You know, it was a big fight. A lot of people saw it. It was a neighborhood against a neighborhood. And the legend is Cordell must know kung fu or something. A dude swung a cane at him. He took the cane, broke it across his leg, and chased him. As much as I would want that to be the truth.
I want this to be the truth. What happened?
That was not the truth.
What happened?
The fact of the matter was.
So did he swing the cane, you got hit with it, it broke, and you picked it up as he ran away?
No. This is the true thing that happened was the young man swung the cane with the hook side on me.
Uh-huh.
Like this.
Yeah. Like a candy cane coming at you.
It was with the hook side.
Yeah.
Like my natural reflexes were, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that happened, and then the hook.
Hooked your arm.
And I was like, dummy. I yanked it. I took it, and I ran after him with the cane. I couldn't catch him. I got mad.
And threw it.
And I hit it up against a pole, and it broke.
Okay.
That was the truth. That's the truth. But the myth, everybody had their version of that story, and it was like, swung the cane, I took it, broke it,
and chased it.
As much as I would like to think that that was the truth, that was not the truth. And I've always said, that was very interesting, but that's not what happened. I always kept it real, like, no, that's not what happened, because I don't want people to think that I was a kung fu master.
That's beautiful that somebody came to you with that story.
A lot of people had their different versions because it was like at a bus stop where everybody was going.
Yeah.
A lot of kids were there, and a lot of kids saw it, and they saw different versions of the thing, and that was not the truth. And I've always said, it wasn't like that. So a lot of times back then, before phones and things, even if you said it wasn't like that,
it gets yeah.
I've said it wasn't. That wasn't. That wasn't it. That didn't happen.
Well, no, I'll fess up to the story in a heartbeat. If I heard something like, how many times you going somewhere and somebody talking shit, you be like, what? No, I didn't do that. This is what happened. Yeah.
That's the way I am.
I mean, like you said, I like those nice stories.
I mean,
never make myself the hero.
The story made me look like I was a kung fu master, was not the case.
He is a kung fu master.
I am, but that's not the point. Catching bullets with his teeth.
Show enough.
That's not the point, but that's not how it went down. I'm like... I hear all the stories and I'm flattered.
On, when he's a grandpa, he's going to be telling his grandbaby, like, yeah, Papa was whooping ass.
Nope.
This dude tried to hit me with a cane. I kung fu'd his ass up.
No, I'm going to tell him the truth. I'm going to be like, look, this is a story how something can happen.
Yeah.
And everybody has different versions of what happened. Yep, and that's going to be my example.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's going to be my example.
That's
man.
Why you know about Jesus. Jesus didn't make water into wine. He had Kool-Aid packets.
I
some jokes just for you, baby.
For whom?
For me.
Oh.
For me.
Okay.
For me, sir. That's right, dog.
Yeah, man. I mean, I don't, you know what? To be honest with you, man, my older years.
You ripped both those tags off?
Like Kung Fu, you saw it. Like, yeah, my older years, man, it's like.
I wonder if that was what I heard.
That's what you heard, man. Because look, in my older years, it's like I have to have lotion on my back because it's itchy.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood the people being aggravated with tags. And so when Hanes and Fruit of the Looms made the tagless t-shirts, I'm like, big good deal. Who cares? Now when I feel tags on my back,
drives you nuts.
It drives me crazy.
Really?
I'm turning my head. I'm hearing shh, shh, and my back is extra dry. And I felt it on there, and I was like, man, something's aggravating the shit out of me right now.
I gotta rip that bitch off.
And then I grabbed it, and I'm hoping for the best because sometimes you can ruin your shirt. Oh yeah,
but we got good shit.
Yeah, we have great material.
Great material. Yeah. It's the best.
So I ripped these off.
The best. Ripped them off. Have been or no?
It's a technique. It's like pulling, tablecloths from, table setting.
Like right from underneath.
Yeah, you gotta. It's a technique. With
I get it.
Things.
That
yeah.
way you won't rip your shirt.
You don't rip your shirt.
You're tagless.
Yeah, I had to
turn your head. Like
but this one honestly feel like it was like breakaway material. I don't know, but I'm happy it worked out the way it did.
Because
I was talking and it was aggravating the spit out of me.
I know what you're saying, dog. I be feeling it sometimes too.
Yeah, man.
And I'd be ready to rip it off. There have been some shirts I do, but
it's
I don't
want to
risk
that.
It. I don't want to risk it.
It's like that.
It's like that. Oh. For all my betting people out there.
Betting.
I missed a parlay on Thanksgiving that haunts me to this day.
Thanksgiving parlay.
I put in $50 for a 9-leg parlay.
$50?
To win $776.
That's a lot of money, Jack.
That's a lot of money. At halftime, the Giants, I had the tight end to get 3 catches. He did not. So I got nervous. And I cashed out. At $41, because I didn't want to lose all my money.
So how much did you invest?
$50.
And you cashed out at $41?
Yes, because I didn't want to lose all my money.
Okay, that's not that bad. You lost $10.
No, because he ended up getting 4 catches by the end of the game, and then everything else hit, and I missed out on $776.
So if you didn't take your money out, if you wasn't being a bitch ass,
yes,
you would have won.
Yes, but on the flip side, on Sunday, I needed Cooper Kupp to get 50 yards. He had 17 by halftime. I had 120 cash out. And if he would have got 50, I would have had $180 cash out. And I said, I'm going to get my money.
So how much did you invest on that one?
$15.
$15 and you got 150?
No, because he didn't get his yards and I didn't cash out and I lost my money.
So you lost $15?
Yes.
So, listen, everyone. The moral of the story is, when you gamble,
don't be a bitch ass.
It's not designed for you to win. You can win some, but you're going to lose the majority.
Oh, no. You just have to have gut, and you just have to take whatever's over $100 already. I could have just been like, $120 cash out? Bet. On $15? My greedy ass wanted that extra fucking $60. That's what it was.
I'm so glad I'm not caught up in that. I'm so glad I'm not, because I know how I can be. And people have came up on it.
All I'm saying is bet responsibly. We need a goddamn sponsorship for some of these motherfuckers.
That's why we said no names of the.
Oh, I haven't said it. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, bet responsibly. Because
bet responsibly.
I love doing it, but boy. Whew. It can It can message your strings. I was on the toilet.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
Watching this, the Tampa Bay lose technically with 43 seconds left. But no, they came back. But look, after they, so Carolina was kicked a field goal. They were up by 3 points. And there was 43 seconds left. I got nervous, cashed out for like $4.
I got a question.
Yeah. It's not all, they don't always offer cash outs.
I got a question.
Go ahead.
It's sort of changing the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think there's an etiquette with borrowing money?
Yes.
From personal.
Yes. Don't do it unless you plan on paying somebody back in a timely manner. Unless you intend on paying somebody back in a timely manner.
Okay.
I've done it to my family, and, you know, I've screwed them over so many times. You know, you mean to get it back to them, but it's like $20 here, $10 here. You're like, eh, I'll get it back to you. But anytime I've borrowed a big amount, I've, especially in my older years, I've made sure to get it back to somebody or have communication back and forth.
So I'm thinking like, okay, so certain people or certain individuals, certain people that have a certain mindset think when you ask to borrow money, not only should the person deliver it, the money to you.
Damn.
You should deliver the money, and then when it's time to collect, you
come
should
pick it up?
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, okay.
No, so, you come there, and then you go drop it off. Or if you're going to meet up, you just meet up.
Yeah,
but
it should be, it's like set rules, and people don't know. I mean, like, I don't like to borrow, but I have.
Yeah.
So this is when I borrowed, it was years back. It was a large amount. And I was on the road as an over-the-road trucker.
It's a long time ago.
It was a while ago.
Yeah.
But it was a large amount. And the amount, and the person that I borrowed from, I was home every weekend.
Okay.
Thursdays, I was like, I called this person. Where are you going to be at?
Right.
I'm on my way back. I want to get you this money.
Right.
I don't use cash, Snap, Zelle, Snap. Or you know, any of these apps. I'm like
personal.
Like, yeah. I'm gonna pay you back.
Yeah, cash in hand.
That's the type of person I was. Yeah. So every time I was coming back, I would call this person, like, "Yo, I'm headed back into the town.
Right.
Where can we meet up at?
Mm-hmm.
I want to pay you back.
Yeah.
I hate borrowing.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, and I also think it's a difference between borrowing and let me have.
100%.
So if you borrow, if you say, let me borrow, I'm expecting a payback.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Versus,
and most people don't add interest, like banks and
no,
shit.
No, I don't add interest.
You know what I'm saying?
Maybe I should.
I understand, but some people, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know.
They add interest in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I'll loan it to you, but you're going to pay me this back.
I don't do that. No.
Especially the people I know and love.
Yeah.
People I know and love, I don't do that.
No, I got
But you. I'm just saying, like, if I loan money to you, Or you would probably would have been better off if you just asked. If you just asked.
Yeah.
But, so, if I borrow a certain amount And I said, I'll pay you back next week.
Mm-hmm.
And when next week roll around, if you ask about it, why would you get indignant with me? Because I'm asking you about the agreement that you initiated.
Yeah.
Or check this out. Here go another one. I don't say nothing about the debt.
Yeah, I used to let it go by.
I let it go back by, or I'm just generally speaking.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How was your day?
Yep.
You had a good day?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How's work?
Right.
And then the person be like, I know I owe you. I'm going to pay you back. I'm like, whoa. I'm just asking you about work, mate.
But are you fishing?
No. Not at all. Because if you...
Because you know.
No. Look, if you talk to me on an everyday basis,
yeah.
Those are the fucking questions that I ask.
Yeah.
How you doing? How was your day?
Yeah.
How was work?
Right. Yeah.
Those are the questions that I ask on a daily basis, money or not.
Yeah.
That's what I ask. Before I even joke or crack jokes or... Because I do like to do that.
Yeah.
I like to say I snipe people.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you. I'm not going to put it on blast. I'm not going to be in a room full of people and crack jokes on you. I'm going to call you up. And I'm going to get you. I'm going to be like, people that know me, they know this is what I do.
Yeah.
I'm not, even if you got on me in front of a whole room, that's probably the last time you did it, because I didn't say nothing back. I'm like, oh, if it's funny, I'm laughing.
Right.
But I'm calling you, or I'm texting you, and I'm like, yeah, you. Or I'll call you, be like, yeah, you a month. Yeah, I seen you. Yeah, I'm getting you on the phone.
Right.
Letting you know, like, yeah. Oh, you could have got me, but you didn't? Oh, wow.
I mean, they should know that.
Nah, I let people, look. Shout out.
I mean, if they know you and they're talking to you, they should know you as a person and how your personality is. They should know this stuff.
You know what? Some people just...
I guess they like to test it.
Some people just shoot at me all the time, like, pew, 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 with their little
22s. Yeah.
And I call them and blast them with bombs, like, boom. Boom, boom.
It's always the rebuttal. They may come at me, but when you're quick.
My rebuttal is quick, but it sometimes I'm laughing, or sometimes I will help out their joke.
Oh, yeah, then just get them later. I got you.
Or I'll just be like, let them know, like, okay, that was good. But I'll hit them with something like would have made it 10 times funny.
Here's a tag.
I've done that. That's what I do. But going back to the loaning of money.
Yeah.
Certain times it was like, yeah, okay. It cost me this much for you to just disappear out of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just like...
But does it need to be that? You know what I mean?
It doesn't need to be that, but you know what? Like,
and has to come to that, and that's all it's going to take?
Certain individuals, I don't know if you realize it or not, it's like... Like, if you were just upfront with me.
Oh, dog, I had somebody offer, ask me to do something, create a flyer, and I tell them, okay, it's this. I do all my doing this and that, create a bunch, and then I never get paid. And it's like, okay, well, if it costs this much to get you, I'm good anytime you've ever asked. And I think it's the second time. The first time I forgave because of who, sent them my way, just because... If this person says, they're cool, then whatever. But it's like you keep doing it. It's like, I mean, it's not like I'm...
After the first time, I would have been done.
Yeah, but because of...
I don't give a fuck.
It wasn't like it was a lot of money, but it's
it
like...
It don't matter.
If that's all it takes for you to me to be good, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree with you, man. If that's all it's going to take to get somebody like that out of your life, I guess.
Yeah.
It sucks because we already know somebody else.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, if you owe somebody money, why would you be so defensive or be negative towards them?
Because it's in their head. They know they owe you money, and the fact that they don't got it because they know they did some fuck shit instead of giving you that money that they said they were going to give you, they have that on their conscience. So anytime you talk to them, they think you're there just to fish about that money.
Nah.
That's not the case, but that's what people think when they're in that position.
That's just weird.
But that's
people are weird. I mean, at the end of the day, if you want to, I think I want to end on this note. At the end of the day, if you want a loan, say it's a loan. If you want me to, if you want to ask to see if I can give it to you, see if I can give it to you.
Right.
I mean, you know, that
donations are real.
Donations are real, but it's just like, come on now. If you're going to say a loan, loan mean pay back.
Yeah.
It means that you're going to pay back.
Yeah.
So it's just, and don't get indignant. My thing is, and here's another thing. Like I said, I'm not in a habit of borrowing. But if I reached out to someone and they loaned me the money, like that, just like that.
Right. No question.
In my mind, it was like, I need that person in my life.
Yeah.
Let me pay them back quick.
So I can get, if I needed
them again.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with credit. There's nothing wrong with planting shade trees that you never intend on sitting under.
I got you, but that's credit scores.
Yeah.
To be honest, that's having a credit card, not paying it, and then this creditor's like, what the fuck? And now you're on a list. That's like somebody paying shit. Now you're like, nah, I wouldn't give them money, dog, because they don't pay nobody back. And now they can't go to some, you know what I mean? But that's like
and,
doing that.
And that's another
if
thing.
If you try and go get credit somewhere else, they see you're on a list, you can't get credit.
Oh, that's terrible because it's like, you know, like I know this is I know how it feels to be on not having enough credit. Or to having great credit. Yeah. I know how it feels.
I'm bad.
Both sides of the spectrum. And it's like,
I've been bad for my whole life.
So you mean to tell me, because you see I'm struggling, you're going to charge me a higher interest rate?
I've paid double my whole life for everything.
So that means that you set me up to fail?
Yep.
Make it make sense.
That's the system.
You want me to fail?
That's what
this is crazy.
Yeah.
Versus, you know, I asked for, like, you know, one time I needed a car loan and I needed seven references. Then I needed this much of a down payment. And then I came in because I guess they didn't expect me to have that down payment.
Right.
Then it was like, well, we need more. And we need more references. I'm like, huh? You said you needed this, and I got you this, and you said you needed that, and I got you that.
Yeah.
And now you're asking for more? What part of the game is this?
Right. The fuckery.
It's fuckery.
That's what that is.
And then you go in, and you expect the fuckery, and they're shooting you through.
Oh, yeah, because that credit looks good, baby.
And they're giving you, like,
because you pay your shit.
I'm just saying.
It's a different world. That's what I'm saying.
It's
and
a different
get,
world.
And you get lower payments.
Lower payments and everything. And it's like,
my car, I'm paying double than anybody else. I guarantee it because my interest rates and shit like that. And I needed a co-signer because my credit is all jacked up. I could probably go in and refinance. But you know what I mean? I had an issue because of all the other bullshit last year that I was dealing with. And all that, so I ended up getting my car, you know what I mean? So I don't know if that's going to help. My credit's probably not great because of that. So it takes time to build it up. I've quickly been doing it, you know, luckily here over the past couple of years, you know, slowly but surely paying some shit off. But it's like, yeah, dude, I've been saying that my whole life since credit started, what, 18? Something like that?
I've been duped since, I mean, I've been bamboozled with credit.
Yeah.
But I've been somewhere where people were filling out credit applications to do something. I forget where we were.
Oh, they do stupid shit. College is to get a fucking.
Well, I know college is one thing. But I think whatever. I was somewhere. It was T-shirt for me.
Okay.
But I was somewhere where, I don't know if it was an electronic place. I don't know where this place. I can't remember exactly where it was. But I saw someone I knew. He filled out a credit application and he couldn't get it. But I knew personally that this guy had money.
Mm.
Because I knew personally. I knew.
Yeah.
You know, this guy wasn't a lawyer. He was a lawyer.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
I mean, that doesn't mean his credit wasn't shit.
Right. But he was a lawyer. And I know, and I took him personally. I knew how much money he was making daily.
Right.
I'm talking about this dude make thousands a day.
Wow.
Literally. Because I took it in. Yeah. And I saw what he was making.
Right.
He was like one of the, at the time, he was like one of the biggest lawyers. Not law firm, but individual lawyers that was doing these cases.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I took in personally and I saw how much he charged. Mm-hmm. And we were out somewhere and he couldn't get approved for credit. Mm. And I was like, my mind was like, But I was like, this dude got money. I know for a fact he has money.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I know for a fact
he has mismanagement of it, though.
His credit was bad.
Yeah.
I know credit is everything. But see, credit is more than just dealing with these institutions for financial things. Credit is also done on a personal level, too.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I loaned you $20 and you never paid me back, your credit is now bad.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, like.
That's what I'm saying. Even if it's only $20, it's like when you're becoming an adult, man, it's like, what the fuck? I mean.
Or $2.
Oh, yeah, anything. Yeah, if you say borrow. I don't know how many times somebody came to me at a job and was like, hey, let me get a couple bucks. You know, can I borrow a couple bucks? And after a while, you're like, that's $20 I ain't got back yet. What the fuck?
I mean, it's like, you know, with me personally, it's like, I don't keep score. So it's like, if you're with me and I want you to, you know, have a beer with me, I'm going to buy a beer. Mm-hmm. I might buy 2 beers. I'm not like, okay, I bought 2 beers last time.
You gonna
buy me 2 beers this time?
Yeah.
That ain't how I roll. I do things from my heart.
Right.
So it's like, you know, people need to get that stuff in check. That's just weird activity, you know?
That's personal things people need to work on. If they say one thing, they need to do it, you know, and that's...
Do what you say and say what you mean.
But that comes from growing with inside, man, and some people aren't at that level yet. It took me a while, man, because, you know, I would just take advantage of my parents because I knew they weren't going to, you know, what could they do? I'm their son, you know what I mean? Let me get...
That's an effed up way to think about it.
I understand, but I grew...
Now that you have a kid.
Well, not even that. I mean, I used to give him stuff, and, you know what I mean? It was a different...
But if he came to you and said, Pops, let me borrow this.
Yeah, I would... I would know as a kid, as a father, I wouldn't expect him to pay me back, and I wouldn't care if he did or not.
Here's the thing with me. If one of my children said, Dad, can I borrow this? And I would go through when am I going to get this back?
Yeah.
When are you going to pay me back?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go through the steps.
I
want it back.
Yeah.
Even if I'd be like, you know what, here you go. I'm good. But I want you to be responsible.
100%.
I want you to be a man of your word.
Yes.
Or a woman of your word.
I agree.
Do what you say you're going to do.
Yeah.
Even if I am dad.
Yeah.
You know, even if you don't know this at the time, but I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Or even if you said you want to borrow and pay it back and I just keep it and be like, here go all the money that here you go.
Right. No, I get it. It's about teaching responsibility. And like I said, I've had to grow... It made me feel bad because especially when I got older, I realized my parents didn't have all that money that they could just give me to let me borrow. You know what I'm saying? So it's like
adulthood.
Exactly. So you realize that, and it takes people time to do that. And if they think you got money, you ain't going to be hurting for it if they don't pay you back. And that's a fucked up way to think because if they ask to borrow it, they should be borrowing. You know?
They should be ready to pay it back. Exactly. Or if you dog them or cuss them out, you could be cutting off more blessings.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, just pay your fare.
Or do what you say you're going to do.
Pay your fare.
And if you mean you want to borrow or if you want me to give it, just be a person of your word. And then when a person asks you for their money, don't get upset about it.
Yeah, like, what do you mean? What money? Oh, that.
Or have an attitude. I'm going to pay you your money. What? Are you serious?
Yeah.
Let me see you play tough like that to the electric company.
Ooh.
Let me see you act like that to the gas company.
Oh.
Let me see you act like that to the water bill or the sewer bill.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Or go to somebody else.
Go to someone else.
Yeah, that's
what it is. I'm broke as what? I don't have no money.
Right.
And all my pennies is counted for. I don't have no money.
That's it.
I'm broke.
You got Christmas coming up. We gotta get
Christmas
gifts.
Is coming up.
I gotta put some shit on Layway. What happened to Layway, dog?
We're gonna bring it back.
The fuck?
You gotta say it. You got
That's the first credit.
You gotta bring Layaway. It back. Layaway.
But Layaway used to hold call. Your shit.
You gotta say it.
Layaway used to hold your shit until look, you paid that.
Look, baby. We man, look. It's up to us, people. Did. Look, we could bring back Layaway. We could do it together. We're gonna put two carts full of stuff, and we're gonna bring it to the cash register. We're gonna have it ring it up.
And put it in the back.
And tell them this is for layaway.
That's for later.
Layaway.
I won't get all this shit.
On layaway. They're going to be like, we sorry we don't have layaway. The bullshit you do.
I'm going to pay you $22.50 a week.
And this is layaway. You know, we could bring you and I.
Us.
We could bring layaway back.
We need to.
And we need your help.
Episode of the Midnight Pocket Podcast brought to you in part by the Acumen Paralegal Services help you help yourself the legal way. The services that they offer is they help with documents that need to be typed, guardianships, probate, divorce, wills and trusts, complaints, business organization, financial planning, and legal research and writing. Go ahead and give them a call at 216-727-0049 or 216-456-2000. Michelle White will get you right.
That's right. On that note, Jay, where can they find you, man?
Everybody, you can follow me at Justin Fuller Comedy on all platforms.
And I am the underscore great underscore C-O-R-E-E. And that's where you can find me, or you can find us both at the Midnight Pocket Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
And we're gonna
on all platforms.
Yeah, yeah. And we're gonna start this. We're gonna bring the layaway back.
We're gonna be
in front
back.
Of all your WalMarts and all your stores, and in front of all your malls with picket signs.
We want Christmas to be happy, so you can put all them layaways in January and bring pay it off by December.
Back. Bring layaway back.
Bring layaway back. Peace out.
Yeah.
Midnight Paco Podcast. Midnight Paco Podcast.